the key is not to compare yourself when it's like online presence, because every time that we go on these trips, I tell you, like, every girl is different doing their job. Like, mm-hmm. everyone, maybe we're having like the same numbers working with the same brands, but we are different. We work different. Some people do the content in like 5 minutes. Others take yeah. hours. Others prefer to shoot all the content inside the bedroom and then go and have fun outside. We prefer to have fun, shoot content outside and then go to the bedroom, have fun. That's what we like to do.
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hello.
This hello was a little weird.
Hello.
Hello. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know.
They don't know. But we stopped like a week or two from recording. We had an episode, so you guys didn't notice. But we went on a little like traveling things.
We did.
I don't even remember.
We went to Tuscany.
Oh, Tuscany.
Together with a brand.
Then I went to Paris directly.
Then you went to Paris almost, like the next day. And I went to Ibiza like 5 days after or something.
Catch flights, not feeling.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I got back today. Straight.
Oh my god, you did?
Yeah.
Wow. Was that your traveling fit?
No.
Oh, you changed.
I changed.
You know, the traveling fits always remind me of that TikTok that is like, Amanda. Hi, I'm Amanda. You know?
And then it's like,
Amanda, I'm six.
Wait, are you saying that the spirit is not fire?
No, the other one. I'm saying you changed because we always travel in the weird like outfits.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And actually, it was really funny because I had an early flight and I was wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
And it was like a big, big hoodie. Like I put it, when I put it up, it covers my face until like here.
Wow.
So I was like sleeping the entire time.
Oh my God.
And then when the pilot like announced the landing, I woke up. And I removed the hoodie and the lady next to me was just like looking at me like that.
Oh my God.
And I bet she was like thinking like, how does she look? I wonder how does she look, you know?
That's so cute, yeah. Actually.
I'm like, hi.
After an entire flight, she was like, maybe I want to see.
Is it a boy? Is it a girl?
What's this? But yeah, like I remember last time. Yeah, it was in Italy. Yeah, so we're going to talk about the trip. But when, I don't remember if it was going there or on the way back. I think it was on the way back that we were really casual without makeup.
Yeah.
And I always have this resting bitch face, I think, that I'm. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm caught off guard, even here on the podcast before we start, and I see the screenshots of me just completely relaxed, my face relaxed, and it's so weird. So we were just like that, and this girl comes to us saying that she likes our work, and I'm like, no,
please don't. I'm not wearing any rings. I'm not good enough.
Oh my God. It was a little cray cray. But yeah, let's just jump into the traveling. So, Italy first.
Italy first. We didn't really see much of Tuscany, to be honest. I'm a bit sad about that because I was really excited and everyone kept telling me that like we would have like the best time in terms of like food.
Yeah.
And yeah, we actually only ate at the villa except for one time.
Exactly.
So we didn't get to experience it. But the views looked really nice.
Yeah. I like the view.
I like the views. It looked a lovely place. I would like to come back. We had a boat day.
Yeah.
It was fun. We got a bit seasick.
It was like a preview of Tuscany, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I think from like our stories and our content there, you wouldn't notice and it would look like an amazing trip. And from like part of it was amazing. The fact that we created this for the work was amazing. I think really nice pictures we got, really nice content. And I just think it wasn't much of a like a lifestyle. Style trip, because we go on these brand trips sometimes and some of them give us like this crazy experience.
Mm-hmm.
for like lifetime experience. And this one was not like, we have like this schedule plan. And when we get there, a lot of things were canceled from the plan. I remember we really wanted to do this cooking class that was on the plan. It was like cooking pizzas. And also this winery tour, hot springs, all that was canceled. So I was a little like, not upset, but a little sad that we missed on those activities. Yeah, the boat day was fun. And what else? Oh, we had like this plan that was to rent cars and Vespas. And it was not the one that I was the most excited for in terms of like the experience, but for the content, it would be amazing. And the content was great. But as like an experience, because we had like the carts ride in Japan and stuff like that. And you went with a car rental in Japan too, like the crazy cars. And this was nothing like that. It was like a nightmare.
I always had to learn how to drive like the 5 minutes before she went like do a little like round with the guy, and the car was so old and it was always like breaking.
It was like classic cars, because I would love to ride the Vespa, but I don't know how. So it was classic cars, and I was the only one there that had the license with me to ride manual cars, so I had to be the one driving. And the car, they were like, let's go for a try. And the guy was with me, and the brake was like completely loose. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And it's super stiff. Doesn't have like assisted direction. So it's really hard. And the guy was like, yeah, it's a little loose, but it's fine. And if it doesn't like turn on, you just need to do this and this and that. Because sometimes it breaks down and it doesn't turn on. And I'm like, so much information in like 5 minutes. I can't ride this. And I was able to drive it, but it was so hard. And there was a time that the car just was not
working. Mainly when it was like uphill.
Uphill.
No, but
it was really hard.
Amazing. You did super good.
Thankfully, they were like, okay, 10 minutes, this is being really hard. Let's return the cars. Because if he was to do a long drive, I don't know. I think I would pull over and say like, please someone take over.
And the car wasn't really fast. So we had like big trucks, like Italian drivers, like really mad at us. Like
buzzing.
Yelling and like, for real, like, and we were like, you know, like the meme from TikTok, the little mouse,
the hamster,
and the hamster.
Like,
we are doing the best we can.
It was exactly like that.
Yeah, it was exactly like that.
It was so hot, really, really hot. Really, I think hot. It was like 35 degrees or something in an old car, no AC, no radio, no music, nothing on the car.
And speaking of no AC, the house we were staying at was like a proper grandma house. I think it was the narrowest bed I've ever slept in.
Yeah.
Like that. And then the mattress was so stiff. We had no AC. It was really, really hot inside the room. We only had a fan and it was so noisy. Like one of the nights I couldn't sleep with it on. And then I think my body just accepted it because it was so hot. We were like covered in mosquito bites time. We used like mosquito repellent and it didn't work.
It didn't work. I counted like...
They're like super, super mosquitoes there.
They were super mosquitoes.
And we had two different types of bites.
Yeah, they were like the last boss of mosquitoes. They were...
Final boss,
yeah. They were like super, super... Like you had... I had like 20 bites. Because I'm the person that always gets the bites. Mm-hmm. I'm that person. But you got less, but you have like one that was outrageous.
Yeah, like I still have like kind of a shadow of it. But yeah, it was like... It looked like a tumor on my leg.
I was
really worried at a time. Like my skin was like purple. You could see all of the veins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like I was like transforming into something. But yeah. Yeah, it was an experience.
An experience.
But meeting the girls was fun. The other influencers were really nice.
And even the girls from the brand were very, very sweet. The thing is, like, for us... was a different experience because we usually go on these brand trips and there's like a lot of money involved and you have all these activities and luxury and hotels. And this was a little different because it was a smaller brand and it's more like sustainable mm-hmm. brand. So it's a little different. It was a house. Everyone helped, like, I don't know, keep it, not like we were cleaning, but everyone had to like respect mm-hmm. each other. There was no like cleaning service or whatever. So it was a little different, but it was an experience. And I just wish, the only thing that I wish is that I experienced more of Tuscany, because it felt like the view was really beautiful, but we don't know, like, I don't know a name of a place in Tuscany, you know, because mm-hmm. there wasn't much like exploring and we are more of city girls yeah. on that aspect. Yeah. Just go and explore.
Yeah. And I had a little FOMO because we landed in Rome and I've never been to Rome. So yeah, besides having Tuscany FOMO, I have Rome FOMO. Rome because FOMO. I've been in two yeah. places that I've never been and I feel like I didn't see any of it. But yeah, it was good for content and for work. So yeah, we just have to see it that way.
Yeah.
It is what it is. And then you went straight to Paris?
Then I went straight to Paris. So I landed at like 7 p.m. on a day. And the other day I had to be at the airport in the morning. It was a little crazy. I was tired and I had to pack. But it was worth it because it was during the Couture Fashion Week. And I never been to the Couture Week. So I was excited. It was for a hair brand. And it was a deal that involved my boyfriend. It was his first influencer job. I gotta tell you that he was very apprehensive in the beginning. He was like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to do this. It's weird for me. And in the end, he loved it. I never saw him with such confidence. He was like really loving the yeah. entire experience and having like
what
the best treatment.
Do?
It was actually one reel that we had to do like four different looks and they like cut his hair, styled his hair. It was really cute. He went with me to a fashion show. It was cute. And yeah, he just need to be like with me in the shot, like mm-hmm. four different outfits, four different locations. But the team was like, to be honest, like probably my favorite team ever. Mm-hmm. I love the guys from Navy Hair, shout out. They were so sweet and it was so much fun because we got to hang with them, go to dinner and stuff like that. And I got to meet Alexis Stone. Do you know the guy that transforms into the celebrities and goes to because he works with Navy. So remember when he did the Jennifer Coolidge?
It's him.
Yeah. He's so much fun. I invited him for the podcast. So we need
that
to get him
yeah.
here because he's like so much fun. So we got to dinner with the team and with Alexis. And then in the end of the dinner, they were like, we should go to a gay bar. And I'm like, okay, let's go to the gay bar. And we get to the gay bar and it's fun, like not what I expected, because they were like, I don't know if I want to take them there, me and my boyfriend. And I was imagining something really hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, it was just like a regular, it looked like one of our bars,
mm-hmm.
just very chill. No one was dancing like hardcore. They were just like this, drinking, open bar, no need to pay for entrance, very chill
mm-hmm.
street bar. And I was like, really? Guys, you were afraid of taking me here? This mm-hmm. is like super chill. And then all of a sudden, the music stops. And it starts like a brand new music. And there's a light that turns on this wall that has a shower inside the wall. And there's like the wall and then there's this square with a glass and there's a shower inside, just really into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy comes into the shower with it's like this pedos underwear. Uh-huh. Panties. And then the water starts pouring and he grabs like this shower gel and a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts like showering and just showering, cleaning inside the speedos.
Yeah.
He's really buff guy. Yeah. And he like rubs it and smiles at us.
Oh my God, no.
It was so much fun.
Eye contact, no.
Yeah, my boyfriend was like... It was priceless. And then he takes a little bit of the Speedos and on our like his back to us, and he starts rubbing his ass into the glass. It was so much fun, and then all that, and he leaves, and they tell us that this is just the first act, and then during the night
it gets heavier.
It gets heavier, yeah. So there's no panties, anything, and yeah. So we were like, okay, maybe that's our cue to, to say bye bye. But it was so much fun. I have videos of my boyfriend like crying from laughing too hard. It was really, really fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice. Yeah, and it was a quick trip. Then we came back and we've just been chilling.
Good.
Good. Went to Ibiza.
Ibiza. Yes. Yeah.
Tell me all about it.
I went for a week. And the first 5 days, I just stayed with Amy.
Yeah.
We were just like chilling, like beach and pool in the morning and taking content in the evenings.
Yeah.
It was pretty chill. We did a lot of shopping around like the old town. And then when it got to the last 3 days, we were picked up by Nude.
Yeah.
By Nude Project into like this whole villa that was like on the other side of Ibiza. So we were staying near the marina.
Yeah.
And yeah, we were picked up to the north of the island into this like Playboy mansion that they created.
That's so cool.
And yeah, it was insane. It was like one of the prettiest places I've ever been. The views were amazing. The sun would set like right there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The brand had a showroom there. You could just pick up anything from their new collection. We had a boat day. I love boat days. We were just like, so we were two different boats because we were too many for one boat. And we just like stopped together and the guy laced together two boats.
Oh,
so you
cute.
Could just like go from one boat
cross
to the other.
It, yeah.
And we were just like swimming around the boats and we spent the afternoon like that. And yeah, it was really fun. They brought the entire team from Honest Greens to cook for us at the villa. It was so yummy as well. We had a movie night, an outside movie night.
So cute.
It was really nice. I've never watched a movie outside and it's very fun.
Yeah.
I wish we had more of that in Portugal.
Yeah. Back in the day, there used to be the car thing that you watched from the car. And I wish they brought back
it's
that
It's fun.
Type. Yeah.
We watched The Hangover. Very fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
The first one?
Mm-hmm. It made me miss Vegas. But yeah, it was really fun. I arrived today. And yeah, back to work. Back to reality.
Yeah. It has been fun. It was a really nice escape, like summer escape.
Mm-hmm.
And Ibiza is always so beautiful.
Mm. To be honest, I think I'm going to try and go every year.
To Ibiza?
I think it's my favorite place.
Really?
Because it has like so much city as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the perfect place to like create content and like still go to the beach and get tanned.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
I feel like I've been to other places in Spain and I don't think it's as cool as this to shoot.
I felt that with Morocco too. It's really nice to, if you want an escape, to have a taste of other culture and have like content, like really different content than what we're used to. And still got a 10 and it's like 1 hour plane ride. So I think it's worth it. And Ibiza is very close
too. Yeah, Ibiza is 1 hour as well. One hour 15.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's really close.
And I think that's all the updates we have.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. And the theme today is just because we've been having guests lately and we decided to just do an advice session.
So basically we put on our party Insta a question box for you guys to send us and we brought them today. So we're going to help you with your current dilemmas. So yeah, the first question is, I just started to invest more time in making content for IG, but how do I really start?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I mean really start? Do you think it's like, because she's already taking the time to produce the content, so do you think she or he are looking for the feedback to get like the the engagement to balance that, because if you're already doing it, you already started, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they are wondering how can you start like full time, make it a job.
Maybe. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I feel like back in the days, I would say like tagging the brands would help me a lot to grow at the time, because brands would just like repost me. But I don't know if things are still like the same. I feel like nowadays you just have to focus on creating like really viral videos.
Yeah.
And that's the only way for you to grow. And like people say that you should always like find your niche as well. Like find your thing. I don't know if that's true in the beginning. It must be hard. In the beginning, like it must be best to just like do a little bit of everything you love. I don't know.
True. It's a little hard because when we started, it was really different times. So I don't know how it is. We have talked here before that back then, I think only if you had like 100K that you start thinking about like doing it full time. But now I've seen girls with like 20K getting deals. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different from back then. But I would say that if you're already taking the time and posting, you're already doing it right. Maybe you'd cannot like completely move to full time, and maybe you need to keep another job, but it's just like keep going. And if your content is good, even though if you don't go much viral or grow a lot, you can work with brands now. I feel like it's possible.
I agree, especially because brands now are also looking for people that create content for them and not like only on your platform. So that's another thing that is good. And maybe if you're looking for like some extra cash at the same time, you could even look like for being a social media content creator for a brand or something. Because it's also going to help her grow like and understand more of the platform, I think.
True. So yeah, I think you're already starting.
Yeah, I think just posting is the key.
Keep posting that content. Don't worry too much about it.
Yeah. Oh, you remember when I met like the grandpa?
We forgot to talk about
and
that.
His, like grandson. Yeah, they were both there. So basically his grandson, is that correct?
Grandson, yeah.
Grandson is like the photographer and the mind behind his Instagram. And they have a brand together and they actually produce in Porto.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And He was just like, I was talking to him like casually and he was like, so like, what have you been doing here in Ibiza for a week? Like just chilling. I was like, no, we've been like shooting every day. And he was like, what? Don't you have a rest? And I was like, I've actually never had a vacation without shooting. And he was like, you should have seen his face. I think he was really worried about me.
Oh my God. He was like, I bet.
He was like, are you crazy? And he was like, so do you post every day?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes. You guys don't? And he was like, no, we post 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. It's but true. Yeah, it's different. His case is different. It's such a, that's a niche.
That's a niche. I agree. And I
and
feel
every
like
video is viral. And true. It's fun. But yeah, like some
I
people
feel like the key is not to compare yourself when it's like online presence, because every time that we go on these trips, I tell you, like, every girl is different doing their job. Like, everyone, maybe we're having like the same numbers working with the same brands, but we are different. We work different. Some people do the content in like 5 minutes, others take hours, others prefer to shoot all the content inside the bedroom and then go and have fun outside. We prefer to have fun, shoot content outside and then go to the bathroom, have fun. That's what we like to do. So it's different and everything is fair. I don't think we should judge how others, you know, sometimes are like, oh my God, you guys work so much. Obviously, I agree that you should experience having a vacation without
it.
Yeah,
I agree too.
But and I understand it's your thing, is how you do your job. So
yeah,
it's good. But he's, it's so fun that he travels with the
oh my God, you know what?
The
there was a second there where like I had tears in my eyes because like I wish that I could do that with my grandma.
Yeah, that's
like,
amazing.
It's so good, so cool, and it had the best relationship. He does not know how to speak English.
It doesn't? The grandpa?
No. Yeah, he just speak. They are both German. And wow. They only speak German. And I was like, oh my God. And he's like, he's so cute, so sweet. And he's just like lost because everyone is speaking English. And but he's always smiling. He's always like...
So you think he really enjoys?
I think he really enjoys.
That's
it.
Really
he's
nice.
Like happy to be there. That's we did really like nice. That reels where we were like guessing what outfit, and he was just like so sweet. And yeah, we had like a little club night at the house, and he was like he had a beer on one hand and a whiskey on the rocks on the other. Yeah, and then we were like, "Are you going to the club next?" And he was like.
Nine.
Oh my God, honestly really fun. I wish I could do that with my grandma.
Yeah, that's so smart. There's even this couple now that has like the golden retriever.
Yeah,
they are so hype right now. So mm-hmm. sometimes you just need to find the niche. And I always wonder, even if it's like old people or kids that have like this niche platform, I always wonder if they really enjoy it, because obviously someone else runs the account. Like with that couple, I think it's their daughter.
Mm.
On that case, it's the grandson. With the kids, it's always like a parent that runs it, obviously. So I always wonder if the person behind it that is actually like appearing on screen, if they enjoy it. And it's good to see that they do.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
It's really fun. Okay, next question. Top three bag essentials.
Top three?
Bag essentials. So essentials that you carry on your bag.
Oh, I have my... What? It's like the first episode that I have my bag with me. How handy. It's going to seem like we planned this,
yeah,
but we didn't.
No, we didn't, guys.
Okay, like essential, are we going to say like boring stuff like cards and money? No. That's boring. Let's keep on going. This is an essential since COVID times. I gotta say, I'm the responsible one that always carries this.
I do not. But she's the mom.
I'm the mom. I always like have this in my hand, traveling and all, like I need it. And then like lip product, obviously.
Yeah.
Second essential. If I don't have it, it's like a nightmare.
I know. Yeah, I agree. It's like the days might as well go back home.
And what else? I would say, I don't have it right now, but I would say power bank.
Because
I can't survive without it. So I have a mirror too, but I think power bank is more essential. So this would be my three.
You think I agree. Lip liner is, it's like a must. Power bank as well.
I always like to have bubble gums too.
Glasses. I think.
Like sunnies?
Yeah. Or sunnies are regular.
Glass.
Like that.
That's true. It's good to always keep a spare one that, like a black pair or something that goes with everything.
I always have one in the car.
Yeah. That's smart. Yeah, I think that I love to have bubble gums, but not always that I carry.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that I remember and I like to keep it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's three, right? That they ask.
Okay. Next question. What are the top five influencers / people that inspire you?
I think if we mix people and influencers, it's going to be too messy, right? Should we just go with influencers? Because if it's people, then, oh my God, there's people that inspire me in a lot of different fields.
Yeah.
I think that's probably
go for influencers. Yeah, because she did write influencers first.
Yeah. But that's also hard.
Really hard, isn't it?
Because it keeps changing. Sometimes I'm in a mood that I'm following someone and I'm being inspired by. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't relate anymore with the content.
Yeah,
so it's hard to think of, like, an all-time influence of mine. But I can think of some girls that are really cool. And guys, too. Let me think. Do you have some in the top
really
of your
bad
head?
Really bad names as well.
Yeah, true. Oh my God.
I love Bad Kid.
Bad Kid, she's really, really a cool girl. Yeah.
She's cool.
She haven't been posting that much lately.
No.
But
when she posts.
I think last summer she was like top girl.
Mm-hmm.
I also really like those two guys. I think they are a big inspo for us for TikToks. The guys from the UK.
I love them as well.
I saw them at Primavera Sound, like far away, and I didn't have like the courage to go say something. But
I wouldn't have either.
They are so cute. It's like this best friend duo. We can try to put like an image here, their profile. So those two are inspos too. Who else? I love how it's her name. Oh my god, I'm really bad with names too. Oh, Colleen Diaz.
How do you write that?
She works with Revolve too.
With a K?
K.
O?
Colleen
Diaz.
Yeah, I really love her. It seems like this tiny Latina girl that does streetwear. She's so cool.
Love it.
I don't know if she's tiny. I don't know why I said tiny, but she's like, I want to put her in my pocket. That's the vibes. I think she's so cute.
Bring her with me everywhere. Who else? I don't know.
We can shout out our girl, Mina. Sometimes she does really cool content.
Yeah, I love mine as well.
Not sometimes, she always does really cool content. I'm not good with my words today. Who else? I think we already like named scrolling, a few, but... Oh, that old couple that I just...
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
Oh, I love Regina.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the last name.
Actually, Regina, I think it's the second name. It's Jessie Regina.
Yeah, she's really cool too.
I love her.
Oh, I know. I remember some that inspired. I saved so many videos from them to recreate, which are the couple. I think his name is David. He dances too on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. And the little girl.
And the girl the girlfriend. They are so cool.
They're really cute. I love them as well.
They do really cute concepts of just like this and the camera sweeps. Yeah, it's really so fun. Nice. Yeah. I think we named a few already. Yeah. Some of them inspire more about like the outfits and others. It's more about like the type of content that I save to recreate.
I agree.
Other than that, I don't think I have like an idol in terms of influencer that is like one that I follow and love. I don't have that. I have like bits of everyone that I like.
Yeah, and it's always evolving, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And sometimes you get inspo from random stuff and random people on the street. Yeah. It's not like I get my inspo from this person. I think that's a healthier way, because if you get the inspo just from one person, then you're like, I don't know, comparing a lot, trying to achieve, being a shadow of that person. So
speeds
of everyone.
Okay, this is a controversial one. I already know Iris' opinion, but what's your opinion on long distance relationships?
I think we talked about it here before, so I think some of our listeners might know my opinion. I think it's really
I think it was like on one of the first episodes though.
Maybe people don't remember, but I think for me, it wouldn't work. But I don't think it's like 100% impossible. I just feel like you need to have a mindset that you need to free that person a little, and you need to be a little free during that time. Because if you have like the same commitment and expectations that you have on short distance, like when you're almost living together, it's going to be really hard. Like, life happens, so you will forget to text, you will forget to call. Like, sometimes I do small trips and I forget to text and I forget to call. And that's when miscommunication starts happening. So it would be really hard for me. But the other day I saw this TikTok of this couple saying something like, I found the one I would do long relationship with. Like, for you, I would do it. This type of thing. Uh-huh. And I understand that. I think if it would happen... And you really love the person, you can make it work. And you have made it work before. But I just think that you need to be very, very realistic. And for me, I know that it would be almost impossible. So I would prefer to just rip the bandage and say, like, either you give up your things and come with me, or I give up on the opportunity, because for me it would be really hard.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But you made it.
Yeah. Yeah. I made it, but it was really short, like a really short term. So it was only like 3 months.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be longer, but COVID, and yeah. Then I came back. But I do think that what really helped me was, like, we had, like, trips booked in between.
So it wasn't the 3 months without seeing each other?
So I was here for Christmas on December. And then he came to visit me on my birthday in February.
Oh, so you...
So it was, like, two months without seeing each other then. And then and then we were supposed to go to New York at the end of April.
Okay.
So it would be, like, other 2 months.
So you have, like, these little expectations, like, exactly. You're always waiting to see him next and next.
And I think that really helps. Yeah. Like, if we had, like, if it was just, like, okay, here's, like, 6 months, we're going to see each other. Like, it's January, we're going to see each other in July. That's, like, that would be, like, impossible to me, I think. Like, that's a lot of time. It's what you say, like, a lot of things can happen. Like, life goes on. Like, it's, like, I think we would have to meet sometimes.
Yeah.
And yeah, we did like little dates, like we would have dinner like on FaceTime together. We would watch a movie like at the same time, like playing it at the same time. And I think it helps. But yeah, it was really a short time. And I think it also helped because we already had like a foundation
before. Yeah, it was a really nice relationship before.
And it was like years already. Yeah. So if it was a fresh one. Like, I remember when I did Erasmus, I started dating this guy in, like, August. And I went to Barcelona in September. And we broke up in September.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Like, we started dating, like, 1 month. It, like, why did we even do it? Like,
yeah.
But, yeah, we were in love.
I agree. I think if you have, like, a specific date in mind, so you're in this relationship for, I don't know, 4 years, and then you have this work opportunity that you need to spend 6 months in New York or 1 year in New York, even 2 years, it's something that is like a shaped period. It's that period of time that you need to go away, and it's not like a big enough period that your companion needs to like change his entire life and give up on his job to follow you. So it's just like, okay, I'm gonna do this for my career and then I'm gonna be back. Then I think it must be possible if people are like have good communication and know like boundaries and stuff. I think it can work. But if not, if you don't have like a period of time, you just want to live abroad, or maybe you met someone from far away that are not willing to change their lives to come to your... I don't think it's... Like, how is going to work? If you don't have, like, a future that you can rely on, I don't see it working.
Yeah.
But if it's for a short period, I think maybe 1 year max.
Yeah.
But people say you only need, like, 1 or 2 months to like, reshape your head and find a new reality. So I don't know if even one year is... If you don't see each other at all, like those little visits, who knows?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would prefer to say, let's break up for now. Be friends. You can do whatever while I'm there. I'm going to be there for 1 or 2 years. And when I'm back, if we're both single and if life wants, we're going to be back together.
Yeah.
Mm.
So... this is also a weird one. What's your advice on how to plan a go out to take content?
Like a plan a day? Okay, I think we can talk here about, first of all, today I was talking with, because I went shooting and we had like this, we have this assistant that we share that help us take pictures. I don't know if you can call her a sister photographer, whatever. And I was discussing with her, like she asked me what are like the perfect carousel post, perfect dump or whatever. And I think that helps to plan. So I would start there. I think 6 or 7 good pictures of you in your outfit, either is like half body, full body, details, whatever, 7 good pictures, and then 1 or 2 of just like lifestyle content. That would be an everyday fashion post.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you're traveling and you have interesting things enough, you can have like 7 pictures of lifestyle and 2 of outfit, no problem.
Yeah.
But I would say like the perfect for me on an everyday to show outfit would be something like that. So I would plan my day to shoot content accordingly. So maybe go to a coffee shop first to get 1 or 2 pictures there. Then 2 or 3 pictures outside on a nearby street.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can, add a small activity like a store, museum, whatever, to add a little more like lifestyle thing, supermarket, whatever. And then we also, besides the pictures, usually do videos on that day too, but on the same locations. So usually half a day is enough for that for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the plan. A location that has a coffee, maybe a shop nearby and a street.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And sometimes it helps having the outfit in mind.
To pick the locations.
To pick the locations, I think. I think it makes a difference. But yeah, I think that's mainly what you said.
And if you don't have help like us, like someone to take the pictures, you can chat with a friend and just decide there. Because I think it's so much more fun if you have a little fun in between of the shoot. So if you're going to be holding a cup of coffee, then really go to the coffee shop and enjoy yourself. Sit there for like 20, 30 minutes, taking the pictures and talking with a friend. And I do that even if we have the photographer. I talk a little bit and try to enjoy because it makes stuff more natural. So, yeah. Just go for a shop, coffee, street.
Yeah.
Half a day.
Mm-hmm. It's enough.
It's enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How to know what's a good enough reason to break up?
If you're thinking about it, it's a good reason.
Yeah.
If it crosses your mind, it's a good... For me, if it ever crossed my mind, like, is this a reason enough to break up? Then I would break up.
Really?
Because, you know, why?
I think it's normal to have doubts in a relationship.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Like what kind of doubts?
Like, is this the one?
Okay.
You know? Like, I remember, like, when I was moving in with my boyfriend, like, I was very, like, anxious and scared.
Because
it's, like, a huge step.
Step, yeah, I agree. But did you consider when you have this thought?
No, I don't consider. No, I never thought, like, I'm going to break up. No, for sure not.
Yeah.
But I think but I was like, oh, my God, like, this means that, like, it's probably going to be, like, the person that I'm going to stay with forever. Yeah. It's, like, it's a bit scary.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, no, yeah, I wouldn't, yeah, it's not like I'm gonna break up, no, for sure not. But I think, like, if you find yourself having doubts, like, I think it's normal to be like, oh, like, is he the one? Like, do I want to spend, like, the rest of my life with this person?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a reason. I don't think that's a red flag. I actually think it's the opposite. Like, it's like you're thinking about your life and it's normal to, like, be contemplating everything.
Yeah, I agree. But I think if your thoughts on that, even on like the commitment thing, are like waiting on you a little bit, are getting heavy more towards like the, is this what I want for me? I think maybe not a red flag, but a yellow one.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
yeah,
maybe you're gonna not regret it, but maybe one day you're like, maybe I should have done this or that. And maybe it's just best to try it out and have no regrets later. But yeah, I think when I heard that question, I thought it would be like something from his behavior. Like a red flag from him you are considering to break up. And if that's the reason, I think if you have that on your mind.
Yeah, if you can stop thinking about, oh, I've heard, I remember like reading something that it actually helps. And it was like, if you're like embarrassed of telling what he did, like, to your friends and family members.
Oh, that's a big red flag.
That's like a big red flag, you know?
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's really
true.
Yeah,
maybe that's gonna help you figure out. Yeah.
Break up.
Dump him. Dump that t-shirt that you have. Dump him. Okay, next. What makes you want to visit a specific place? Attractions / word of mouth?
Yeah. I was gonna talk in Portuguese now. I don't know why. É sim.
É sim. Vamos a ver.
Vamos cá. Jesus, meu cérebro buga, meu. I am a very, like, aesthetic-driven person. And I learned not to be ashamed of it anymore. You know?
For you, Iris.
Because sometimes, like, people are, oh my god, that's so, like, futile of you, like, materialistic.
Like, superficial.
Superficial of you to be just drawn to aesthetic things. And I learned that I don't care, I'm a visual person.
It's what it is.
I like pretty things in pretty places. So sometimes it's not essential that it has a lot of history, a lot of monuments to see, attractions. Sometimes I just want to visit a pretty place. Yeah, I need to tell you something that happened this weekend. Do you know how I'm always like, I don't want to get married, I don't like marriage, stuff like that. Not that I'm against it, I explained it here, I just like, it doesn't make much sense to me, the whole thing. And I never had that big dream, it is what it is. But I was sitting in my room this weekend, and this thought, super random thought came to my mind, saying like, I will never have a picture of my wedding. Never in my life, because I will never get married. But I think,
no shit, Sherlock.
But I was like, the pictures are so cool, and I could do this really cool photo shoot.
This is actually so random, because I have now a folder on TikTok called Wedding.
Oh my god, I bet you saw the same TikTok. And this is what
it's like, the one that is like starting really close with the fiancés, and it goes,
is my Vogue wedding.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It ruined it for me, because now I'm like, I could do something so cool. Yeah,
and I love a party, you know? I love a cool party. So it's like, fuck. And now I have a folder called Wedding, and I have like already like 5 things inside.
Oh my god, same. And I'm like, how did it? I'm like against it. And now I can only think about the content that I would do. And I wouldn't marry for the content. And it's not even to post. It's for me to keep.
Yeah. And
like, it's
for my friends. I'm thinking of my friends and family. Like, how cool, you know? Yeah.
So it came to me super, super randomly. And I'm like, to be honest, I'm not much of the like friends and family thing. I love friends and family, but I wouldn't do it. I'm self-centered like that. Yeah. I just want the pictures. Yeah. I'm like, I could do that in like Japan or Vegas and do this super cool photo shoot that we would keep forever. Like super cool. We could show our kids if we have kids, because I don't even know if I have kids, but now I have all these thoughts in my mind. And all because of like aesthetic, cool photos or videos. We could do this super conceptual thing. So yeah. This is super random because we were talking about destinations, but I think we are just aesthetically driven.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's okay.
For sure. But it's so funny because it's like randomly, like I created that folder the other day and I was like, how do I explain to my boyfriend that I now have a folder called Wedding on TikTok and that I have like videos that I want to have?
I literally told him. We were like, he came to pick me up on the car and I was like, I need to tell you this. I always told you that I don't want to get married, and now I want to have a wedding photo shoot. I don't know how we're going to do this, but I would like to have it. And he was like, that's the worst reason to get married. Like, okay, sorry. I love you still, but you know, because it's not going to change anything.
No,
I love him regardless. Not going to be, but I think it would be cool because we are cool and we would have like cool photo shoots.
And
I think there was that TikTok and another one that I saw that was like this couple that recreated this 80s style analogic photo shoot, and it's them like with really traditional 80s kind of like wedding dresses and suit, and they are running in a road and they are eating ramen.
That's so cute.
All that to say that sometimes I pick locations just because they are cool like that.
Yeah, yeah. And also the culture.
Oh, yeah.
No, I do think that like I do think that, for example, Japan was my favorite place to go so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because it's the place where the culture was, like, I had the most cultural shock so far.
You had?
Yeah.
That's because my biggest cultural shock is the United States.
Really? For me, I don't think it wasn't. It was Japan, but it was, like, positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And everything is so different. And now I feel like I need to, like, continue going to, like, places where, like, I'm going to have that.
Yeah.
In order to, like, be excited. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, super different things.
Yeah.
And actually, that's really good also for you to evolve as a person, because we live in this bubble. So, if we get to experience really different cultures, we start, like, breaking these boundaries and thinking that everyone needs to be exactly like us. And that's very important, because sometimes when I see people that are even, like, racist people and stuff like that, is people that are just ignorant and never had like this contact with other different people. And I think that's really important. Of course, culture too is really nice to experience. And I love everything about traveling, like the coffee shops, the museums, the I don't know, temples. I visit them all. But in the end, this was just to say that I accept that I sometimes look at a place and I want to go because it's
pretty. Yeah,
it's pretty.
Yeah.
I want to go to China because I see all these TikToks that are like beautiful landscapes.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Let's switch to a fashion question. What are the 5 must-have shoes for 2024? This is very like, woo.
Okay. For 2024. So, I will try to...
No, are we going to say like... Are we going to say specific things or just like models?
I think we can mix. If it's like a sneaker, then I would say the model. And if it's like something like loafers.
Okay, I think loafers is one of them.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm not sure if we should try to guess like the next big trend or say things that are like essential now to have. Because, for example, the Sambas, I think it was very 2023. Yeah. So I wouldn't say it.
No, me neither.
But I think like the new Pumas, the Speedcat, or the Nikes that look like the soccer shoes that are coming back, like the 90 something. Those I think is going to be a big hit. So I don't know what we should say. I think those like soccer inspired or F1 style shoes.
The Taekwondo as well.
Yeah, they're going to be big hit.
Yeah.
Then I don't know if Tabbies are... 2024 or 2023? Because the hype is already like fading. They were so hype. I love them. I still buy them.
Yeah,
but same. I don't know if they are like the shoe. But maybe they are the shoe for the masses in 2024.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So maybe brands are going to start to make them. Just like the little slippers with the tiny heel. Like the flip-flops with heels.
Mm-hmm.
Are kitten like heels. Kitten like, heels are all over shops right now. Yeah. Stores.
Yeah. And ballet flats are everywhere now.
Yeah, they are.
And before, it was so hard to find.
Yeah, that's so true.
Now remember, we were like looking for them.
They are every freaking where. What else? Flip-flops, not only with the kitten heel, but also like the... just in general, even the Brazilian brand Havaianas now. Yeah, it's funny because I'm seeing like everyone in the streetwear...
Yeah, with jeans.
Everything. Yeah. So I would say, the flip-flops are back, definitely. The soccer type of sneaker hype too. The loafers / boat shoes, that type of vibe. Yeah. Miu Miu is still going strong.
I do think that ballerinas are still a thing as well.
Yeah, ballerinas.
It's funny because there's not like a boot... that like biker boots was so hyped
and now
it's like no boots inside, isn't it?
That's so true. And I think that's mainly it. Also regarding shoes, I just got these babies that were out for like I think it's 10 years that they didn't do the knee high, the like emo knee high All Stars, and then they were back last week, so I was like waiting to order them, and I don't know if they are gonna keep releasing them in different colors, but or if it's just this one thing, but either way I'm curious to see how the fashion industry will adapt, because right now I think people that are buying them have like me this type of emotional connection with them, because mm-hmm. back then I would love to have these ones when I was a teenager, and they were like so expensive, so I didn't, and for 10 years I was like, if they ever come back I would grab them. So yeah, it's gonna be fun to see if people, just like the niche of people who love them before, are gonna get them, or mm-hmm. if they are gonna get big. I don't know. Let's see, because it's not like something like Converse is not trendy right now, so I'm curious to see if it's gonna be a hit or if it's just gonna pass by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was like super happy that they released them after 10 years or something. Like,
yeah, they're very you.
Yeah, the teenager in me is happy.
Okay, last question. So we can play some games. How to get over the first flight fear?
The first flight fear? Like really a flight, like a plane?
Mm-hmm. I think it helps watching videos about it. I don't have flight fear. I've never had it. But I have a friend that does. And she says that she loves to watch like documentaries and YouTube videos about how the whole thing works.
Yeah.
Because like she gets more familiar with the sounds of the plane.
Yeah.
And instead of like being freaked out about it, she just knows like, oh, that's like how that part of the plane like sounds, so
yeah,
it's that, and then yeah
I agree. Maybe I think one thing that helps a lot is also like listening to music or having these noise cancel headphones.
Yeah, noise canceling headphones,
if it's too much,
game changer.
Agree. But I think flying is one of those things that, you know, you shouldn't worry too much, because it's like the safest transportation ever. But if it does happen, then it's like, you're not gonna have time to think. It's bye-bye, Felicia. It's, oh my God. But it helps me to think sometimes, if I get into that mindset, that the crew and the pilot do this every day more than once a day.
Yeah.
So there's always someone that travels more than you, that's always on the go, and they are still alive.
Yeah, I agree. And the more you do it, the less you'll be afraid. So like, you just have to do it, unfortunately. Like, there's no way of getting past the fear if you don't do it.
But yeah. And it's fun how we get more scared, because it's a place that we can't control, because it's in the air. But even though people tell you, and it's a fact, that it's safer than riding a car. Like, the thought of, if something happens, you die for sure, it's so overwhelming that people still get scared. But yeah.
Well, it is what it is. Oh, well, we hope you helped you. We helped you. We hope we helped you with your dilemmas. And now we're going to play some game.
It's game time.
It's game time.
Game time.
Okay, so we're gonna play a new game that it's called Guess the Celebrity.
It can be celebrity or
influencer. Or
yeah, it can like be cartoon. Like a character too. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a guess who.
Guess who? Yeah. And we've never played this, and we were talking about like each one of us having like 5 questions that you can ask, and then you can guess the name 3 times.
And it's like yes or no question. So you cannot like be, what's the color of the hair? You need to like ask, is it blonde? And then say yes or no.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Okay. I'm going to start. I have prepared one for you. Wait. Okay.
Guess who? So, first question. Is it human?
Yes.
Second question. Is it a male?
No.
Only 5 questions to our
God. Yeah, I think it's a little, isn't it?
Let's try. So it's a woman. Human woman.
Human woman.
Am I a singer?
No.
Am I brunette?
Yes.
How many questions? I have only one.
You have one left.
Am I a Kardashian?
Yes.
So now I just need to guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break down. If it's a Kardashian, it's not a Jenner. So it's not Kendall, not Kylie.
Oh no, I fucked up.
You fucked up.
I already fucked up.
You fucked up, my friend. Okay, so now I just need to guess between Kendall and Kylie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Kendall.
Yes.
Yes.
For me, she's a Kardashian.
I triumphed. I won because of your mistake.
Yeah, true.
I'll take it. I'll take my win. Oh, she's so pretty here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are good at it. I'm not going to be as good.
You're going to be awesome. Wait. I'm not good at this. Okay. There you go, my friend.
Okay. Am I an actress?
No.
Am I human?
No.
No?
Not a real human.
Okay.
I helped a little bit.
Not a real human. Am I like from an anime?
Not an anime, no. I wouldn't do that to you. Like a random anime
it
character.
Could be like Sailor Moon or something that I would know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm human, but I'm not like really human. So I must be a cartoon. Am I like from Disney?
It is Disney. Are you sure? Yeah. You're Disney, yes.
That doesn't sound very secure. I only have one more.
Okay. You only have one more, so I'm gonna help you a little bit. You're Disney, but you're not like Disney movie, princess, anything. What is it?
No, I want to see through. Through the phone. Okay, I only have one more. Yes or no question. Am I? So I'm Disney, but I'm not Disney. What does that mean? I'm not big star Disney. I'm not like OG.
It's not like it's not Disney movie. It's more like Disney. Okay, I'm gonna do a big help because it's hard. It's more like Disney Channel type of thing. It's cartoon, not like
from Disney Channel.
I hope it's Disney Channel. I'm trusting you.
Am I Ginger?
Yes.
Am I Kim Possible?
Yes.
I wish I. Oh, I love her. I wish so I cute. Was Kim Possible. Indeed.
She's so cute.
She's the cutest. I was like, my first thought was like Mickey Mouse and stuff like that, and then yeah. You said yes to the human. I was like, okay, it must be a princess. But then you said no to the princess. So yeah. Cute. Okay, should we do one more each?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Am I a male?
Yes.
Am I old?
Define old.
You're like middle-aged.
Middle-aged.
But like not old, like you're like 40.
Okay, that's a big help.
I don't know. Maybe 30. I don't know.
Am I a cartoon?
Yeah.
Middle age?
No. It's not a cartoon, anime? But it's not like a human.
Not anime?
Oh. It's a movie, yeah. Yeah, it's not a car. It's like a 3D cartoon.
Oh my god, guys. What the hell?
It's really easy.
It's like
it's easy.
It's easy?
It's easy.
Middle age.
No, it's 3D. Easy. If you saw the picture, it's easy.
How many questions do I have more? I'm middle-aged, 3D, my arm is middle-aged, 3D cartoon, not a cartoon, it's just 3D. What?
You're not human, it's not real people, it's not real people.
Okay, it's like animal?
Kinda, no.
Oh my god.
But it's not like a human either.
Thank you. It's helped me a lot. It's not a human, not an animal, not a cartoon. It's
like
just a 3D.
Mix. Imagine something in between.
It's just like a 3D. Oh, am I green?
Yes.
Grinch?
No.
Oh, fuck. Wait.
But like, there's not many green characters.
Middle-aged?
But Grinch is not a cartoon. Well, it has cartoons, yeah.
Well, it's like slash animal slash cartoon slash human slash 3D.
Green. Green is the key.
It's... Wait. Middle age? Like 40?
How do you know this green thing is
like
40?
But no, I don't know. But it's not like... A kid or young, right? He gets married.
Oh, it's a frog. It's a frog?
No. Some people call him a beast.
What the fuck?
That gets married. Okay, I'm gonna give a clue. A big one. He has a really dumb friend.
Am I dumb? This green beast that gets married and has a friend?
That is dumb.
That is dumb. Oh my god.
He's a...
I give
it's
up.
Just a donkey.
A Shrek?
Yes!
Shrek is a freaking cartoon.
I said that. He said he wasn't.
What is it? It's not like Grinch, because Grinch is like a human movie, yeah. But with a... Oh yeah. My god, this was... Oh wait, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
This was so hard. I was like, what is green and gets married? Like, frog. Okay, last one.
She's prepared.
There you go.
Okay. Am I a singer?
Nope.
Am I a cartoon?
No.
Am I an actor?
No. Oh my god, three questions are gone. I thought it was gonna be easier.
Am I just like a random celebrity then?
Huge, huge celebrity.
Huge celebrity that is not an actress or a singer?
Sure.
Neither
a cartoon.
So I'm just famous for existing.
Well, is that a question?
No. Oh, wait. What else can they do?
What else can they do?
Am I a porn star?
Well.
That
was not a real question, right?
No. I'm just like thinking. I only have one left, right?
I think I have two.
Two? Okay. Am I a woman?
No.
Okay, so I'm not a singer. I'm not an actor. I'm a dude. And I'm huge. Really huge.
Even just how you're saying that. You match perfectly. I'm huge.
This is harder. This is hard being here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
cute.
It's hard. It's hard. That's the screen.
Am I Cristiano Ronaldo?
No.
Oh.
I think I'm breaking her. I'm starting to see the energy leaving your body.
A guy that is a huge celebrity. It's not a singer or an actor. Huge celebrity. Guy.
Huge.
Huge.
You still have a question left. You should go for it. Because then I can try to hint you, but if you still have a question, I'm not going to help so far.
I'm not an actor. You guys are laughing a lot. I'm not an actor and I'm not a singer. am I on Netflix?
Probably. Not like a, yeah, it's not your main thing, but you might be there. You might be there. Maybe something about
getting
you.
Getting more and more things.
Because you're huge.
Am I super fat? Am I super fat? Super.
You're out of questions, my lady.
Okay. I'm sorry. I still have two guesses,
yeah.
Right?
Go for your second one, and if it gets hard, I will give you a little clue.
I'm huge.
Huge.
I don't get it. I'm losing the plot here. I'm huge. Like, what does that mean?
I'm huge. Like huge celebrity. That's what I meant. It's not like something that this person says. Like I'm huge. It's
okay. Just like, and he's not fat.
Well, not like the skinniest legend, but it's not like obese either. That's a big glue.
You want to make things huge?
Indeed.
Mm. He wants to make things huge.
Please just say. Just try something out.
I don't know who wants to make things huge. Am I? Who am I?
It's still getting too.
Am I the techie guy? The techie guy?
Like the Facebook owner or something?
No.
Who's the techie guy?
What's his name?
Oh, Elon Musk?
See, yeah, am I Elon
That's
Musk?
Your second attempt?
No.
But is that kind of huge? Maybe even huger. Huger is not a thing, right? Okay, I can give you another clue. You're an asshole.
I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
You're a huge asshole. Huge. You want to give up? I'll tell you.
No, I don't.
We can't stay here forever. I have places to be.
Okay, I'll give up.
I'm gonna see the picture.
No way! Oh, I would never guess it.
It's huge.
Never. Oh yeah.
Make things.
That was a stretch.
Make things huge.
Yeah.
I think maybe because you were not like thinking about that field at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you got to Elon Musk, so I think you were going to start
too. Yeah.
But it's been a while, so I think you had to.
Yeah, I would never guessed it. Oh, and now I have a picture of him on my camera.
Yeah. It might be the president when this ends. I don't know if when the elections are. So I don't know if... Yeah, probably not. Hope not. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, we need to take out a ball.
Oh.
She always forgets always the pink ball these. Time. Always.
Always running away from the ball.
You want to take it?
No.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, shower thoughts.
Pink ball time.
Let's see what the next week theme will be shower thoughts.
Oh, spicy
shower thoughts.
Okay, it's not that kind of like spicy thoughts, it's just because it's like thoughts. I think this was a trend on TikTok that is like really random thoughts you have when you're showering, like why is the earth round, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
cool, it's gonna be fun, interesting, and deep and philosophical. Maybe
it's gonna be just stupid. That's what we love,
but yeah. I hope you guys will be there with us to have fun. And thank you so much for watching.
Thank you. See you Monday.
Bye. Flip-flop. Okay.
And flip-flops, not only like the...